Chapter 2. Therefore you are without excuse, every one of you who passes judgment. For in that which you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. Now we know that the judgment of God is in accordance with truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this, you who judge those who practice such things, and do the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of His goodness, forbearance, and patience, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But according to your hardness and unrepentant heart you are storing up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will pay back to everyone according to their works. To those who by perseverance in good works seek glory and honor and immortality, everlasting life. But to those who are self-seeking, and do not obey the truth, but obey wickedness, wrath and anger, affliction and distress, on every human being who does evil, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. For as many as have sinned without the law will also perish without the law. As many as have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law will be justified. For when the non-Jews who do not have the law do by nature the things of the law, these, not having the law, are a law to themselves, since they show the work of the law written on their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts either accusing or defending them, in the day when God will judge the secrets of men, according to my good news, by Christ Jesus. But if you call yourself a Jew, and rely on the law, and boast in God, and know His will, and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide of the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of children, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth. You therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that one should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who detest idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, do you, by disobeying the law, dishonor God? For because of you the name of God is blasphemed among the nations, just as it is written. For circumcision indeed profits, if you are a doer of the law, but if you are a transgressor of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. If therefore the uncircumcised keep the requirements of the law, won't his uncircumcision be counted as circumcision? Won't the uncircumcision which is by nature, if it fulfills the law, judge you, who with the letter and circumcision are a transgressor of the law? For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, by the Spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from people, but from God.